This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today across Israel remains pleasant, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outdoors in Haifa, with warm temperatures continuing throughout the afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that the IDF is preparing for potential conflict in the north. Nahal's 931st Battalion is conducting drills in the West Bank amid tensions with Hezbollah. Also, a senior American official stated in the past hour that Israel must adhere to its agreement with Lebanon. This follows Defense Minister Gantz's remarks about a prolonged IDF presence in Lebanon, as covered by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights U.S. opposition to Israel's stance on maintaining a security zone in southern Lebanon. Washington sees it as conflicting with prior commitments. Separately, JNS reports that the IDF has struck a Hamas commander in northern Gaza. This action follows denials from peace envoy Nikolai Mladenov about any financial dealings with Hamas. And finally, from earlier reporting by Forward, accusations against Israel suggest it is becoming increasingly hostile to Christianity. Jewish extremists are reportedly contributing to this narrative in the U.S. From X, the latest. I-24 News English reported just minutes ago on public opinions regarding the Abraham Accords. They surveyed Tel Aviv residents on which country they hope will join the agreements next. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based conflict mapping account, noted earlier today that an exchange of fallen soldiers took place. Russia returned 261 Ukrainian bodies, while Ukraine returned 24 to Russia. Ynet Global shared that families have returned to Ghanim, a West Bank settlement evacuated 21 years ago. This follows efforts led by Smotrich to legalize their return. Let's go deeper into our top stories. Starting with the IDF's readiness for future conflict. According to Ynet, the recent drills in the West Bank simulate scenarios that involve Hezbollah, reflecting ongoing regional tensions. The Nahal Battalion's presence underscores Israel's focus on preparedness. This readiness has significant implications for regional stability. Turning to the diplomatic front, the comments from a senior American official about Israel's commitments to Lebanon have sparked debate. As per Israel Hayom, Defense Minister Gantz's statements on maintaining a military presence have drawn U.S. attention. This diplomatic friction could impact Israel's international relations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports U.S. concerns over Israel's security zone in southern Lebanon. Washington views this as a breach of earlier agreements. The U.S. in position may influence future diplomatic discussions between the nations. In Gaza, the IDF's recent strike on a Hamas commander aligns with JNS's report. This follows peace envoy Nikolay Mladenov's denial of financial negotiations with Hamas. This military action may affect ongoing peace efforts in the region. And finally, the Forward highlights claims of rising hostility towards Christianity in Israel. The narrative involving Jewish extremists is gaining traction in the U.S. This could affect Israel's image abroad and its relations with Christian communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom. Business reports that a two-room apartment in Jerusalem's Kremim Tower sold for 2.2 million shekels. The purchase was made by a French couple for their daughter, signaling continued interest in Jerusalem's real estate market. Separately, Katek notes that Nibius is expanding its AI infrastructure in Israel. The company has secured billion-dollar cloud contracts, underscoring Israel's growing role in tech innovation. And finally, Mariv Business reveals that Bank Leumi is entering the cryptocurrency market. Customers will soon be able to trade cryptocurrencies directly through the bank, reflecting a significant shift in financial services in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.